the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans and your by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And now we normally feature teams and players on the podcast, but as we said time and time again, you can wager on anything. If you look at DraftKings Sportsbook right now, I think there's like 30 different sports and events that you can get a little action on, you know, including the cricket or the esports. Australian rules football, rugby, that's all on the table. Ping pong, you know, we could wager on that because that was hot during the pandemic. So this shouldn't shock anybody. NFL Coach of the Year odds, Lundy, are out. And I think the list is rather interesting from top to bottom. Kevin Stefanski of the Cleveland Browns leading the way at plus 1,300. That's 13-1, followed by Sean McVay at 14-1. Kyle Shanahan at 15-1. Sean McDermott at 16-1. Frank Reich at 16-1. And Brandon Staley of the L.A. Chargers also at 16-1. The name you don't see there, Bill Belichick, he's a little bit further down at 18-1, but anybody in particular stand out to you on that list I mentioned, or maybe a little bit further down? For me, if I had to make a pick, it's going to be Kyle Shanahan, who I think is one of the best play callers in the NFL. I think Trey Lance is going to be thrown into the fire earlier than expected. I think he's going to exceed expectations as well. If you want to piggyback on those thoughts, Lance is 6-1 right now to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, but I think San Francisco's got something special brewing, and that team is built to win. So what are your thoughts on the Coach of the Year odds currently available at DK Sportsbook?
See, can I bet on who's going to get canned first? Because that's really what I like. I mean, forget the Coach of the Year. Oh, I'm Kyle Shanahan. Look at me. I'm a genius. No, I want to bet on the idiots, Brad. Can I bet on the idiots? Can I bet on the people that should be fired?
That would be...
Those are the odds I need right now. Because
that would be a wonderful wager. Can we put Matt Nagy in there? By the way, he's 30-1 to win Coach of the Year. Bottom barrel, which can maybe plays into your line of thinking. Nick Sirianni, who just got hired, he's at 50-1, and Zach Taylor at 50-1. John Gruden at 50-1, the same odds as David Culley, who is the head coach of the dumpster fire that just continues to add burning debris into it of the Houston Texans.
Oh man, see, I want to get into the firings. Like you brought up Nagy, let me throw Vic Fangio in there of the Denver Broncos.
25-1 to win Coach of the Year.
Oh. You kidding me? Fangio should be 250-1, okay? Yeah. There is no way in hell that guy is going to hoist any trophy whatsoever, let alone one that is a personal win for him. But going back to your whole point, I like the Shanahan because everything is sort of aligned for him to wind up having a spotlight on him. If they go with Trey Lance, if suddenly this team has kind of a new identity, a new feel, then obviously not only is it a Trey Lance conversation for Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, but it also becomes a Coach of the Year conversation. So I like your Shanny call, but you know, maybe it's just the pessimist in me. I just would rather be betting on who's going to get canned.
Well, you know, that's the one thing that DraftKings does not offer, but hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod. I throw that out there, and Lundy is going to load up on tickets on multiple
you
options.
You better believe it. And here I am wishing for everyone's demise. It's no different than me fading you on the picks.
That's true, and I think there should be an odds boost for a Vic Fangio firing right here in the Mile High City. You know, it's a 25-1, the Lundy special. Make it like 30-1, DraftKings. I dare you. I dare you. You got a customer here if you do make that happen. By the way, if you want to get in on the coaching odds or any other awards or anything else under the sun, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And big names are headlining this weekend's UFC 262 card, including Michael Chandler. And there are no shortages of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. One fighter will be walking away with the belt. Will you be walking away with the cash? Here's what you got to do. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win 100 buckaroos. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main event card fighter to win. Place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code FTN to turn $1 into $100 on select main card fighters for a limited time only. At DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, bartender, pour me another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, let's go to the ice as we are very close to the second season in the NHL, much like we are in the NBA. We're going to have some NBA player props a little bit later on this episode, along with some MLB action to boot. But let's skate up and down, my friend. What puck are you willing to slap shot into the net? Give me a recap of yesterday and your first selection on the ice tonight.
Wasn't yesterday sexy, my fellow Fade the Noisers? Yes, we went 1-1 on our featured picks, which is always frustrating. Unfortunately, Toronto and Ottawa went to overtime, and that cost us on the under with the total goals. They finished with a final score of 4-3, which, let's see, carry the one, that's 7. That went over our 6.5. But Brad, 3-0 in bonus time yesterday on the pod. So stick around. Yeah. We'll have a couple of bonus times for you. All right, let's get to our first pick on the ice for tonight. Again, a light slate, only 3 games. The playoffs actually get started this weekend. We're just finishing up some of the divisions with teams that had dealt with the COVID buys, in particular Vancouver. So we've got some games that are still trickling in here, even though the playoffs are getting underway this weekend. But let's talk about the Colorado Avalanche again. The Avs last night bare bottom spanked the LA Kings by the final score of 6-0. And oh, guess what? They're playing again tonight at Ball Arena in Denver. We are going to take Colorado on the puck line at a -1.5. The juice is at a -159, but guess what? Colorado is favored on the money line at a -420. Nice. So in looking at Colorado -1.5, here's the deal. If they win tonight, they have home ice for the entire Stanley Cup playoffs, and they take home the President's Trophy. They have every motivation to be playing hard again tonight, and I think not only do they win, but I think they win convincingly again at home against the Kings. So give me Colorado -1.5 on that puck line, because I think they take care of business, and they win what could be the first of a couple of trophies with that President's Trophy for the best point total in the NHL.
Beautiful. Bury the books with the Avs.
Number four.
All right, Lundy. I love that Colorado call on the puck line. I think that one's going to be cash money. Will pick numero dos also be cash money? What else do you like?
Well, I'll tell you what, let me throw a little wrinkle in here, because again, we're dealing with some of these games that are hard to predict. So I'm going to a future with pick number two, Brad, on the ice. Right now, there are futures not to win. I mean, obviously, there are futures to win. But in this particular case, what we're talking about is picking a team just to make the finals. That's all you got. All you got to do is make the finals. You could then fall flat on your face and lose in 4 games. But as long as you make the finals, it cashed. And there's one that's intriguing to me. The Carolina Hurricanes are a +300 to make it to the final pairing in the Stanley Cup final. And I'm going with Carolina on this one. There's a couple of teams that I like at some long odds. But Carolina's deal, they're going to match up in the Central Division in the first round against the Nashville Predators. The Predators, I think, have a better defensive. I think they've got a better blue line than the Carolina Hurricanes do. But I think if the Canes can get past the Preds, they will roll into the Final Four. And then from there, it's just how that seeding winds up working by the time they get to the Final Four, because it is a little bit interesting how the NHL is doing it this year. Each division is playing. One team comes out of the division. And then once they get to the Final Four, they're going to reseed based on your overall season record. And Carolina has been really rock solid this season. I think if they get out of that first round, they're easily into the Final Four and possibly into the championship round. So a +300 odds to see the Canes, who have a stellar offensive line. Their front lines are really good. Their back lines are a little bit weak at times, but I think they're solid enough to make it all the way to the championship. So at a +300, I may not know by tomorrow if it cashes, but I like the idea of seeing the Canes make it to the finals.
Yeah, blow through the postseason with the Canes.
Number three.
All right, it's time for your MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA presented by, ooh, shocker special, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house on all of your favorite player props. Points, rebounds, assists, even fantasy points. Slap it together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the more or less the over the under, the more cash you stuff in your pockets. And use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house. Have an MKFing good time tonight at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's discuss an Indiana Pacer who I think is going to be racing in the box score. That is Domantas Sabonis. They're of that squad going up against the Milwaukee Bucks. And I'm not going to focus on points. I'm not going to focus on rebounds. I'm not going to focus on assists or even fantasy points. I'm taking the over on 1.5 made threes, Lundy, and a DraftKings Sportsbook. Oh, let's get seduced by that juice, shall we? It's plus 140 if he does splash a pair through the cylinder from way downtown, which most opponents have done against Milwaukee this season. It's been a common theme here on the podcast, picking on the Bucks with the three-point prop. You know, Sabonis on the year is averaging 2.6 attempts per game from outside. He's been over this total in four of his last eight, and he did make three triples in a previous matchup against Milwaukee back in early February. Now, the Bucks on the season, number 27 in the NBA in three-point percentage D, giving up 38.1%, but most promising, Lundy, they are dead last in three-point field goals made allowed per game at 14.7. Much like your Rui Hachimura three-point bet yesterday, which cashed, my man. All we needed was one, and he hit one from outside, making you some dolares. Hopefully Sabonis can double up that action and cash in again at plus 140 at DraftKings Sportsbook. And, you know, part of one of maybe the first of two or the first of six on your leg at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. So fade or follow our Vetus's kid over 1.5 made threes against the Bucks.
That's right. Not your Vetus, not my Vetus. He's our Vetus. Yes. I'll tell you what. I'm going to follow you on this one because I'm going to look at the trend here. So on the season, Brad, Sabonis is shooting 32% from outside the arc. But over the course of the last nine games, that percentage is just over 46%. Yeah. So he's on a bit of a streak. He's got the right matchup with Milwaukee. I think this is one that he can get past. I'm really glad to see it at 1.5. If you were trying to get frisky with the two, or I'd be like, okay, dude, you're smoking something. But 1.5, I think he can do. Obviously, he just did it on Tuesday night against the 76ers. He had a pair of three-pointers in that one. He went 3-for-3 against Atlanta last week. So this is one I think he can do. So I'll follow you on this one, and let's ride the heater with Sabonis.
Oh, let's stay hot with Domantas.
Number two.
All right, sticking with the D theme on the first name from Domantas Sabonis to DeLon Wright, a former Utah Ute standout. Another guy that I've been chasing a lot of his props on. Same with Kelly Olynyk. Same with Willie Hernan Gomez, who cashed in for us yesterday on the pod. Wright's PRA has been cash money for the most part. And tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies, it's 27.5. You know where I'm going here. I'm going to take the over at minus 113. Again, no De'Aaron Fox, no Tyrese Halliburton. And as a result, that backcourt very thin and highly reliant on the veteran Wright, who over the last six games, Lundy, listen to this, is averaging 35.5 minutes played, 17.2 points per game, 4.2 rebounds per game, and 6.8 assists per contest. You total up that stat line, that's 28.2. Again, the line is at 27.5 on the PRA, so he's averaging north of this over his last handful of games. This is the 11th best matchup, according to the Advanced EVP tool at FTNDaily.com, for a point guard over the last 15 contests, though the Grizz are number six in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency. And right earlier this season went 16-4-3, but only in 25 minutes against this squad back in mid-February. So fade or follow, will it be the right stuff on the over 27.5 PRA against the Grizz?
I hate this number.
Do you
hate
it?
Yeah,
really?
I actually really do. I jotted down what I thought his stat line would be based on everything, and I had 17 points, 6 assists, and 5 boards. You throw all that together, and it's 28. It's right on the hook, my man. But I'll tell you what, this is a guy that, based on the increased minutes and the fact that you have a man crush on him right now, and man crushes in the NBA have a tendency to ebb and flow like the weather. But your current man crush is definitely DeLon Wright. I will roll with you, and we will see if he will be whispering sweet nothings in your ear off the box score.
Oh, DeLon, make me some dollars. I'm begging you.
Number one.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball, and let's talk a pitcher strikeout prop. Not so kind to me yesterday. Baseball's been just kicking me in the old twig and berries here repeatedly, Lundy, over the last several days. I am living in Siberia. It is chilly. It is frigid. And I do not own a coat. But I think I'm going to thaw out tonight with Christian Javier. Yeah, a player that we have featured here a couple of times in the pod. I'm going to go back to that. Well, much like Pablo Lopez's strikeout props, these have been a little wonky. And the line tonight is 6.5 strikeouts, just minus 105 on the over. And that's the direction I'm leaning here against the Texas Rangers. Now, most of the projection services out there have Javier right at this number. 6.37 is the combined projection, but he's been over in 3 of his last 5 starts. He features a wicked, nasty, gnarly, disgusting slider, which is his premier strikeout pitch. It's why he's enticed a 12.5 strikeout percentage on the season and just a 72.1 contact rate. It's one of the best in baseball. Now, the Rangers away from their friendly confines, number 6 in total OPS this season, but they are number 7 in Major League Baseball on the year in K percentage and number 5 in terms of highest in swinging strike rate. So you pull it all together, I think Javier is going to get 7, 8, or 9 strikeouts tonight. Oh, that's north of the 6.5 proposed number with the light juice. Let's get seduced by it. Again, Javier over 6.5 Ks against the Rangers. Fade or follow.
I want to fade you so badly on this one just because of how crappy your baseball picks have been lately. I mean, this has nothing to do with Javier. This has everything to do with Brad Evans and your picks. But the problem is I really can't do it because you mentioned the fact that he has been over this total in 3 out of his last 5. Well, in a 4th game against Seattle, he went 7 innings. He actually had 6. So he was just right there on the hook with that one. So he's been very consistently at or above this number over the course of his last 5. And so I've got to roll with this one. This is a popular name for us, and this tends to happen on the pod where we've got guys that are that kind of become our favorites just based on matchups and things like that. And Javier is definitely that. So I think he's going to get just above this. I think this may be the bet sweats, though, Brad. It could be that he is getting into his 5th inning, his 6th inning, and he's hovering right there at 5 or 6. And we just got to hope that somebody for the Rangers gets a nice swing and a miss to be able to get us up over that total. So I'll follow. Whew. But, folks, I'm doing it reluctantly.
I've already got swamp ass. I can feel it brewing right now as a result of it. All right. Before we call this a show, my friend, give me some bonus time. What else you got?
Well, last night's bonus that we had for the Colorado Avalanche, I mentioned the fact that Yanis Donskoy was due. He was well overdue. Well, not only did he score for the Avs, he actually scored the first goal, so we didn't have to sweat that one out very long. Let me throw another one here with the Avs. Again, they've got a lot to play for tonight. They're going to be having a lot of energy. They got the opportunity at the President's Trophy and home ice for the entire playoffs. Let's go with the Rook. Alex Newhook. Now, he was the first round pick for the Avalanche back in 2019, and he got called up. He's been playing so far. In the 5 games he's played, he has 3 assists, but he has yet to score. And I think he may actually finally get his first NHL goal tonight. I think his teammates want to see him, break the ice, if you'll pardon the pun, and get his first goal at the NHL level. And I think a game like tonight could be the perfect one for him to be able to do it. And he is a plus 245 for an anytime goal. So let's see if the rookie out of St. John's, Newfoundland, can manage to find the back of the net. I'll take it at plus 245.
Hey, hand me a Newfoundland.
Yeah, right?
A great breed of dog, too, I hear.
This kid's 20 years old, Brad. 20. And he just turned 20.
Yeah, I wish I yearned for those days, Lundy.
Right? so, yeah, he's like I said, he's got 3 apples so far. We just got to get him to find the back of the net. And I think at plus 245, I've been seduced by the juice. I think tonight's the night that he finally breaks through.
Wow, 20 years old, the hangovers. He could recover in like 5 minutes at such a young age.
Yes, you can.
The underage. But yeah, well, it happened.
Well, it depends on what country you're in.
Yeah, well, I lived in the Midwest. So there you go. There's nothing else to do. All right, I'm going to go rapid fire because I got a ton of bonus time here. I like Trevor Rogers over 6.5 strikeouts for the Miami Marlins against the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's been over this number in 4 of his last 7. 11.84 K per 9 on the season. Great fastball and changeup combination, though Arizona number 24 in K rate. To correlate that, I like the under on Arizona runs, 3.5 at plus 110 also in that game. And let's talk about your Colorado Rockies, Lundy, because fading them is quite profitable. And I think the Cincinnati Reds over 5.5 runs against Chichi Gonzalez is going to be cash money. Yeah, the Reds are number 25 in total OPS on the season, but they have a 7.81 OPS against right-handers this year. I think they're going to light up old Chichi, who's given up 5.47 in the ERA category this season. If you want to add a little extra something, Nick Castellanos, minus 125 for an RBI, should be easy money. And then one final bonus time in the NBA. Yusuf Nurkic has basically overtaken Dame Lillard in the assist category. And, of course, I'm being facetious there, but he's piling up the dimes. The line at 3.5 assists against the Phoenix Suns at plus odds yet again. I like that on the over, which he has achieved 4 straight games, and he's also done it 5 times in his last 7 contests. So I think he's going to get it done. Yusuf Nurkic of the Portland Trailblazers over 3.5 assists. And that is a wrap on this loaded edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNBets.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNFantasy.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code EVANS to score a sweet subscription discount today. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.